I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 47-year-old Alberto Ordaz Fonseca of Hobbs was found guilty by a 5th Judicial District Court on June 2nd on criminal sexual crimes against a child. According to court documents, Fonseca was convicted on 4 counts, criminal sexual penetration in the first degree with a child under 13, 2 counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor in the second and third degree with a child under 13, and voyeurism with a child under 18. According to Hobbs police reports, the incidents occurred sometime between March 14th of 2011 and March 13th of 2013. Roswell Police Chief Phil Smith was in Santa Fe last week to pitch a proposal to establish a police academy in Roswell. The New Mexico Law Enforcement Academy Board was receptive to the idea. Roswell did have a police academy in the 1980s until it ceased operations. Now, Smith wants to revive the academy. He believes it will save the department money and acquaint recruits with the community they will be serving. The state has 9 satellite academies across the state right now. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington came under fire by an Albuquerque online blog publication called The Paper. It claimed that he destroyed important documents pertaining to the arrest of online blogger Corey King, who operates an online service himself. He was cited for allegedly impersonating an officer. The story appeared a day before the election, and Harrington says it was purely political.
Yeah, it's all political, and I believe it is because I endorsed James Mason for magistrate judge, and I also endorsed Jay Block. The magistrate court division 2 race here in Chavez County was ugly. They were putting stuff out there. They were IPRing everybody. They were doing that. They believe if they could have put something out there against me, it would make the people who I endorse look bad.
As for King, MTD Radio News contacted 5th Judicial DA Diana Luce on his status. She has yet to return our call. Harrington will further explain the situation about King on the Extended Version show at 9:06 a.m. Friday on W105. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.